I'd like to turn now, if I may, to business tax. Of course, Arctic Systems has dominated the landscape for the last 4 years, culminating in the historic taxpayer win for Mr. and Mrs. Jones in the House of Lords in July 2007. The government's swift knee-jerk reaction announced that there would now be new legislation to combat husband and wife, and now of course civil partner, income-splitting arrangements, and these were duly announced in the PBR, the pre-budget report, in October 2007. When we saw the proposed legislation earlier this year, it was much, much wider than the husband and wife and civil partners. It applied to any business with any relationship between individuals who owned that business. The proposal was that any individual who, in effect, gifts business income to any other individual would be re-taxed on that gifted income, but only where a tax advantage arose. So, a higher rate taxpayer gifting to a basic rate taxpayer would be caught, but a basic rate taxpayer gifting to another basic rate taxpayer would not be caught, because clearly there would be no tax advantage. The reaction to the proposed legislation, which was to come into force from the 6th of April 2008, was vociferous and extremely negative, and the Treasury was duly caught off guard. I'm delighted to report from the dispatch box that in the budget, the Chancellor announced that he's postponing the introduction of this income-splitting legislation at least until April 2009, to allow more consultation on the issue. At last, some 11th hour common sense, and we can hopefully look forward to some sensible dialogue between the Treasury and the profession about the way forward. We all want a holistic approach to small business taxation reform, not a sticking plaster. In the meantime, it's business as usual. In theory, a non-working husband can own 99% of the company and his working wife 1% if they so chose. And certainly in the next year, there's no problem about 50-50 splits in family businesses where there is a non-working or lesser working spouse that has an ownership in that business. While we're still talking about business tax, there was one other item of interest in the budget. Budget Notice 63 had something about what is called sideways loss relief. Sideways loss relief, remember, is where you have a trade and you incur a loss in that trade. The sideways loss relief in the Income Tax Act 2007 allows an individual to set off that loss against other income in the same year. And clearly that's tax efficient. But the Chancellor announced in the budget that there would be a restriction to loss relief where individuals carry on a trade but spend an average of less than 10 hours a week on the commercial activities of that trade. So we're talking about micro part-time businesses then. From the 12th of March 2008, no set-off of losses will be available if there are, I love this phrase, tax planning schemes in place. And in any event, the losses will be subject to an annual limit of £25,000. Slight sigh of relief there then, because this is probably okay for most of our clients. It means that small-scale hobby traders who might incur a loss will not be affected by these measures. And finally on business tax, for VAT, the good news for small businesses is that the registration threshold rises from £64,000 to £67,000 from the 1st of April 2008, and therefore the deregistration threshold, which is always set, remember, at £2,000 under the registration threshold, will therefore be set at £65,000. The raising of the threshold is always good news for small businesses, and many AAT members will welcome it.